Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shall we give Jesus a better clap of? To see my neighbor here. We hardly ever see in the neighborhood. Thank God for Christian fellowships. His house is just behind where I stay, and I don't think that we have ever met in the neighborhood. No kidding. No. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's have a word of prayer and then we'll just talk. Most righteous Father, we thank you, Lord, as we go into our discussion for this evening, knowing that in all these things, it is your spirit that enables us to put all these things together for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, who brought us into his body and blessed us with his Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you teach us all things. You reveal all things to us. Jesus said that you would do it, and you're doing it. We appreciate you. Jesus be glorified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. I had a talk with Dr. Busari. Initially, I would have come to talk about the seed of the woman. You know my series on Jesus and you. Okay. I would have come to talk about the seed of the woman. We had a seminar on the sonship, remember? That must have been almost 3 years ago. And that was the first in the series. And the seed of the woman will be the second. And I would have come to talk on that one. But because of current events in the nation, we thought that I should come and we'll just discuss on the nation. Revelations, things we are observing, what we see, what we think, and so on and so forth. Now, in any prophetic ministry, whether you are a prophet in the Bible or you're a prophet now, it is never wrong to ponder over things. In other words, when the Lord reveals something to you, you do not necessarily have the totality of the interpretation. I hope you follow me. Indeed, when Daniel was so curious, and Daniel said, "But tell me the meaning of what I have seen," the angel talking with him said, "It is sealed until the end time." He didn't tell him. He just gave him the vision. I hope you follow me. So you don't necessarily know all of the interpretations. But if God wants you to know, he tells you. Sometimes you know it immediately. Sometimes I have learned from experience. You just keep quiet and trust the Holy Spirit, and someday, somewhere, at the appropriate time, he will just give it to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But if it has not been given to you, you are allowed to ponder over it. Are you with me? There's no way that you will not. Let me tell you the truth. It will be there, and you will ponder. Does it mean this? Does it mean that? I mean, you have to be asking yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is not wrong. So when you talk with people and you know that the Holy Spirit didn't give you the interpretation straight, and you say, maybe it will be this, maybe it will be that. Are you following me?
Mm-hmm.
Probably. So the one who is listening to you knows that you are just thinking about it. Praise the Lord. I know that we have shared things in the past, that the grace of God, as God gives us more, we'll share them, because they are not meant for the consumption of one man. When God reveals something, it's supposed to be for the consumption of everybody, so that everybody is aware and we pray about them. If you get a revelation that is meant for you, at least for now, you will also get an inspiration that you are not to share it. Are you with me? Yes, you will be inspired. You will just know it is not to be shared, and you will keep quiet. Praise the Lord. So in the past, we had shared some things. Let me ask one question. Among the heads of states that we have had since long ago when we first shared revelations about Nigeria. Remember, we were at Kwara Hotel. Has anybody who heard those revelations or who read the little book Apocalypse tried to identify the man who was driving the bus to Edikudi? Has anybody tried to? Who can remind me of the peculiar things about that driver? What were the things that were noted? You see, the reason I'm asking is this. I said it at the Miracle Center. Christians listen to revelations, but they don't keep them and watch the times. And it is wrong not to watch the times. You see, you make the revelation useless. Are you with me? If you are not observing the times and trying to relate events with revelation, then the revelation is useless to you. Because when the thing is coming, although you were warned ahead of time, you were careless about observing the times. So everybody's laughing. Before he disappeared. Okay. Yeah, just a minute.
He was a very good star and then got to a point where it was kind of confusion.
Okay.
And he kept going on.
Okay.
He got to a point where we didn't know where we were going, and the question was,
where on earth are we going? Okay. This must have been almost 10 years ago when we shared this revelation at Kwara Hotel. And it started out this way. We were in a vehicle and somebody was driving. Go and read Apocalypse when you get back home if you have a copy. Let me tell you, I carry my diary and I read again and again. I mean, I do that. Okay. And when I read again and again, I see some detail that I had forgotten. Memory is not retained on a horizontal. Ask any psychologist. Memory diminishes with time. It does. Praise the Lord. So there was this driver who was a rough driver. Remember? He was the one that was driving us. Of course, that one you would have identified as Sani Abacha. I hope you follow me. He was driving like a crazy man. And everybody was shouting. You know, it happens sometimes on the road now. You are traveling and your driver is driving like something is wrong here. You know, upstairs. He was driving like a crazy man. Everybody was shouting. He would not listen to anybody. But then the revelation says, suddenly, he disappeared from the driver's seat. And I don't know one president who disappeared more suddenly than Sani Abacha. I hope you follow me. At that time, we were in interim national government. It was Shoneken's government when I shared this revelation. He disappeared and somebody replaced him. And when somebody replaced him, the revelation said that the person who replaced him appeared to be experienced, knew what he was doing, and he was going on fine. And everybody was saying, thank God, this one knows what he is doing. And then we went on. And the revelation said, suddenly, this man started to look like that. And everybody said, what is wrong with this one too? Kilushi, what is wrong with him? Why is he looking? He is confused too. He doesn't know where he's going anymore. He doesn't know what he's doing. And we went on and we were entering into one place. And all of us knew that we were on the wrong path. We had a feeling we should not have seen this town on our way to our destination. And we started to wonder, where are we? Where are we going? There was no clue. We started to read the signboards. You know, when you want to know the name of a town, you look at signboards. We started to read the signboards, but the name of the town was not on any signboard. And the revelation said that we got to one place, we stopped. Then about three of us came down, and I entered into a place like a cafe. And when I entered in there, I went to one white man, and I said, excuse me, sir, where are we? What is the name of this place? And it was the white man who said to me, this place is Idikudi? I said, ah.
Idikudi.
I said, that is my language. Idikudi means something wrongly tied. And the man said, yeah, that's it. Something wrongly tied. That's the meaning. And I said, we're in trouble. I must call the United States. They must get me out of here. But I'm still here. Praise the Lord. So that was about that. Now my question was this. Have you been able to try to identify the person who started out well? Because the vehicle was the nation. The passengers were Nigerian citizens. The driver was a head of state. Do you follow me now? Have you been able to identify anybody so far who would fit into the description of the person who started out well, ended up confused, and all of us figured, boy, this one has gone bad too. Anybody knows? Obasanjo? That's what I think. Anybody thinks differently? Obasanjo started out very well. Beautifully. People blessed him. They prayed for him. He knew the problems of this nation. He had good approaches to solving the problems. He had good people around him. He wanted to fight corruption. He tried everything. I still tell people, even as I'm standing here, believe me, I have nothing to do with him. He doesn't know me. I'm not a contractor. If I wanted contracts, I'll be getting contracts, because I know people who can give me contracts now. Do you follow me? And people have told me, this is your time. Say, it's not my time for contracts. I'm on the late pastor. Forget it. That's what I am. Go. As a Konyinia, nah. Let contractors go and get contracts. Praise the Lord. We have not had a head of state as intelligent as Obasanjo. Even as at today. Let's face it. And as bold as Obasanjo, he knew how to deal with the Yorubas, the Hausas, and the Igbos. Surprisingly, during his second tenure, those who blessed him during the first 4 years started to curse him. You see, I kept asking myself, why must we be like this in this country? I kept saying, for goodness sake, Obasanjo, it was God who delivered you from Abacha. For me, I would have said, whatever remains in my life, let me just use it and serve the Lord. But the man got into money, he got into, like people say, he had always been in women. I hope you follow me. All of the vices that bring down great people, he started with them. It's unfortunate. So that about the man. How soon we enter into the Idikudi proper, I don't know, but God knows. But this I say to people, I'm not praying for Nigeria to break up, but I don't care, let me tell you the truth. I don't care. People say, how do we pray? I said, when you pray, tell God, do whatever will glorify you in Nigeria. That is all. Don't tell him, don't give him any detail. Don't give God any detail. Father, this is Nigeria. Whatever will glorify you in this country, do it. That is all. I don't care if we break into 50 pieces. I don't care. So long as each piece can work together and prosper. That is all. Let God have his way. As pertaining to the revelation on Idikudi, I think I said that eventually the Holy Spirit was saying to me that Idikudi actually means that God did not tie us together in the first place. It was the work of the colonial masters, the amalgamation. Was the work of the colonial masters. It was not God who did. And that a white man telling me that in the revelation meant that eventually even the white people who did it will admit that we are not one. I hope you follow my point. Mm-hmm. By now, I think it's apparent. On BBC, if you're happening regularly on BBC, such things are coming up. And I said to people, I believe that maybe God can change his mind, but if he will, we have to change first. Are you following me? So if we don't change, and we are getting worse and worse, if we do not change, I don't see God changing his mind. I can live with anybody so long as we respect each other, love each other, live together in peace. That would be great. Hallelujah. So continue to pray. Don't stop praying. I'll share a revelation with us later, maybe towards the end. But don't stop praying. You cannot hate anybody. I don't hate anybody. It's not part of what you get in Christendom. I hope you follow me. The spirit to hate someone does not come in Christendom. But like I say sometimes, neither do you deny the obvious. When a fact is before you, like in the Bible, where was I talking some time ago? And I told them, we think that when we deny the obvious, it means that we have faith. No. Somebody stands up to give a testimony. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. 2 days ago, whatever happened, I don't know. But the devil started to have a serious headache. The devil. So what is your problem with that? If the devil was having a headache, why did you go to the hospital? Why did you go to the hospital? That is not faith. The fact that you say, I had a headache, doesn't mean that you don't get healed. So you look in the Bible, if a man was crippled, you were told he was crippled. If a man was blind, you were told he was blind. If a man was insane, you were told he was insane. The admittance of the obvious does not prevent the word of God from working. Praise the Lord. So, when you see the obvious in Nigeria, you have to say, it is there. But Lord, you have to place God above the problems. But if you deny the problems, what are you asking God to take care of? Okay. Praise the Lord. Any comment before I kick on something else? Anybody has a comment or question? More recently. Okay.
Yeah, but he called him
the weak man. He called him the weak.
Do you try to excuse it now? Both times we kind of say, not only in time, report family. And I don't know now, I'm getting to know that probably it's wrong or something. But I know that even what was always at the back of my mind, that even if it's the same with other people, is that the Bible says, let the one who is weak say his job. So I don't know.
But just like I've said, he called him the one who is weak. He didn't deny the weakness, but he drew strength from the Lord because of what God has done for us. Are you with me? Okay. Then he drew strength. Okay. So, more recently, I shared with us a revelation about Nigerians gathered. And we rehearsed and agreed on how we were going to match during an event. And we perfected all of the movements. And on the day of the event, we discovered that the Northerners had perfected their own movements. How many of you remember? I shared it here. 2 years ago? Could have been about 2 years ago. Okay. And I said, pray, because there is a northern agenda, that an event will occur and we will discover that the northerners will deviate from laid down principles. I didn't know what the event would be, but we put it that way. Sincerely, when this Yad Adua situation came up, how many of us were able to link it with that revelation? Sincerely, if you did. Do you see what I'm saying now? Do you see? Maybe some of you were not there, but most of you were here. I mean, it was a full meeting. And I deliberately do that at intervals so that Christians will keep things in mind and pray. So most of us did not even remember. No. Yes, ma'am.
You know, I was asking you when I saw a picture. I said, is this Jubi? Remember, I didn't remember that.
Yeah, I remember you said that.
Maybe so far. Yeah. I got the picture of Yadua's wife.
Yes.
I said, is this Jumi? It's the continuation of the revelation.
And I said I wouldn't call her Jumi.
Yes, she has like Jumi.
Well, I know I described Jumi in the revelation. Mm. But I don't think that Yaradua's wife will be called Jumi. Mm. I don't know. No. Jumi was supposed to be a very important female in Islam. Mm. Like a female that is worshipped. Mm. The role that she played in the revelation. Mm. She was a very special female. Whether it will be Yaradua's wife or something else, I have no idea. Jumi in Islam. Okay. Praise the Lord. So when this Yaradua situation came up, most of us did not even link it with revelation. And we ought to have done that because it came ahead of time. So that when it begins to happen, we may know that God said so and pray. So when I you are observing the times right now. Now, sometime a little over a week ago at the Miracle Center, how many people were there when I was sharing the revelation and I first explained about space? How many people here were at the Miracle Center? You were there at the Miracle Center, Sister Mary? Okay, you were there? Okay. Let me share it with us. It will be the last Saturday. We'll do some other things next Monday. Now, the first thing I did was explain to them. In the early days of space exploration, the first nation to put a space capsule out in space was Russia. At that time, it was the Soviet Union, but Russia was the main country. And we referred to it as Russian Moon. At night, you could see it in space. No orbiting satellite. It would look like a moon. And the general name was Russian Moon. A vessel is in space. Anything in space. This thing, microphone. If you take it out into space and you toss it will never stop. It will never stop. It will continue to accelerate forever and ever. The reason being that there is no friction to stop it. There is nothing opposing the motion out in space. There is no gravitational pull. If you go into space, you will not think that you have any weight. That is what is called weightlessness, because there is no gravitational pull. You will be floating. I hope you follow me. You cannot stand like this. You will be floating, okay, because you have no weight. They are coming down. Lay their path so that they will land on the sea. Because there is no engine. It will just drop vertically from space. So boats and helicopters will be waiting around the area to bring out the astronauts. It must not come on solid ground. It will shatter in pieces. It must splash into water. They call it splashing down. I hope you follow me. The only thing is that shortly before it hits the surface of the water, a parachute will come out to slow it down a little. So we were in a space capsule and it was coming down. Again, all of us Nigerians may be Christians. And the space capsule was coming, descending, and we all got worried because it looked like we were going to come on solid ground. And as we got close to solid ground, I just stood up And I shouted, praise the Lord. And everybody shouted, hallelujah. Then the captain, to me, was like a Russian. And he said, this place is not church. And I said, church or no church, we are here anyway. Praise the Lord. And everybody shouted the more. And what happened was that immediately, it was as though our space capsule had developed wheels like an airplane. And we landed on solid ground. And it was a cool landing. Glory to God. Give Jesus a clap of hands. Hallelujah. Amen. And everybody was so happy. We were just praising God. We were just praising God. And I told them at the Miracle Center, the passengers again are Nigerians. And dropping is like, look, something is looking bad and we don't know how it will end up. I said, listen, put on the garment of praise. God will take control.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And about 3 years later, Senate resolved the Yaradua good luck situation.
Yeah.
And to me, that was a soft landing.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Give Jesus a clap of praise.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to ask them at the Miracle Center tomorrow, anybody who was able to, I mean, within 3 days, somebody should be able to say, oh, this thing that we shared. Now, all of you who are here, who will be at the Miracle Center tomorrow, you must not talk. I'm going to ask those who are not here tomorrow, we should be aware of these things. We should keep them in mind so that when things happen, we can glorify God. Because God declared, I declare these things before they happen. He is proud to let people know that He is God. And He sees events ahead of time and He declares them before they begin to sprout. That was what He said. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to stop there for today. Any question? Any comment?
Sir.
Okay, since you are near.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I think we were together and there was a deviation. Isn't it that the Hausa didn't want us to follow constitution? The Yaradua thing.
Okay.
They didn't want us to follow the constitution and they deviated until something happened. God intervened and we got Jonathan. I think so.
Okay. Now, you, like I said, you will link the Yaradua Jonathan events with the pre-agreed marching that we were going to do, and on the day of the event, the Northerners came with a different marching agenda, not conforming with what we had all agreed upon. That is the refusal to allow the Constitution to take its course. Do you follow me? We all have a constitution, but when it was time, they now started to resist. They did not want it to happen that way. And like it or not, for some time, we were going along with them. Until God decided to give up. Praise the Lord. Yes, ma'am.
According to what you said, what can we say about Mary now resigning from AFP?
Well, she says, what can we say about Buhari resigning from ANPP? He can run helter-skelter. He has every right to be confused. But we are not confused. I hope you follow me. That is his problem. Don't bother your head about it. Glory to God. Amen. Yes, ma'am.
I was very happy to meet.
I was very happy to read in one of the games.
Yes.
Somebody wrote an article and accused Northerners as the problem of this country.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I was very happy.
Okay. She said that she read an article in one of the dailies and somebody was accusing the Northerners as being the major problem in this country. Let me tell you this one. The Northerners are a problem. The Southerners are a problem. They are all sitting there at Senate. The senators were sitting there, just let me just collect my salary at the end of the month. Sham, sham, sham. Nothing. That is it. They just want to collect their salaries and allowances. The Constitution was being trampled upon and they sat there shamelessly, disgracing this country all over the world. Everybody is a problem, so let God resolve the problems. Praise the Lord. Let's give Jesus a clap offering. We'll start there for today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let us pray. Most righteous Father, we thank you, Lord, for what we have shared briefly. We have more to share. And we know, Father, you will guide us by your Spirit into all truth. And we know this, Father, that as your children, we have the victory. No matter what happens, we have the assurance through your word that we have a victory. Thank you for sustaining your children. We give you praise, our God. We pray for Nigeria. Perfect your will in Nigeria. Whatever will glorify the Lord Jesus Christ, that do in Nigeria. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.